The following partial recording is from The Spirit's Book by Allan Kardec, The Primitive Normal World. Question number 84. Do spirits comprise a separate world beyond the one we see?
Yes, the world of spirits, or incorporeal intelligences.
Question number 85. Which of the two, the spirit world or the corporeal one, is the principal one in the order of things?
The spirit world. It is pre-existent to and will survive everything else.
Question number 86. Could the corporeal world cease to exist, or might it never have existed in the first place without altering the essence of the spirit world?
Yes, they are independent of each other, yet their correlation is unceasing because they continually react upon each other.
Question number 87. Do spirits occupy a specific circumscribed region of space?
Spirits are everywhere. They populate infinite space in infinite numbers. There are even some who are constantly at your side, observing and acting upon you without your being aware of it. This is because spirits are one of the powers of nature and one of the instruments that God uses for fulfilling the providential designs. However, not all spirits can go everywhere because there are regions that are forbidden to those who are less advanced.
The form and ubiquity of spirits. Question number 88. Do spirits have a specific, limited, and constant form?
To your eyes, no. To ours, yes. You might say they resemble a flame, a glow, or an ethereal spark.
Subquestion number 88. Does this flame or spark have a color?
To you, it varies from the color of a dark ruby to a brilliant one, depending on the degree of the individual spirit's purity.
Author's remarks for subquestion number 88. Spirit beings are ordinarily represented with a flame or a star on their brow. It is an allegory which alludes to the essential nature of spirits. The flame or the star is placed there because that is the seat of intelligence. Question number 89. Do spirits take any amount of time to travel across space?
Yes, but they are fast as thought itself.
Subquestion number 89. Isn't thought the soul itself moving from one place to another?
When the thought is in a place, the soul is there too, since it is the soul that does the thinking. Thought is one of its attributes.
Question number 90. Is a spirit who moves from one place to another conscious of the distance it travels and the space it crosses, or is it suddenly at the place to which it wanted to go?
Either way, if it wants to, a spirit can be perfectly aware of the distance it crosses, or such distance may seem to disappear completely. It all depends on the spirit's will and the degree to which its nature is purified.
Question number 91. Is matter an obstacle to spirits?
No, they can pass through anything. The air, the earth, water, and even fire are all equally accessible to them.
Question number 92. Do spirits have the gift of ubiquity? In other words, can one and the same spirit divide itself up or be at various points all at the same time?
A spirit cannot be divided up. However, each is a center radiating in different directions, and that is why it appears to be in many places all at the same time. Look at the sun. The sun is only one body, yet it radiates all around and sends its ray to great distances. Nevertheless, it does not divide itself up.
Subquestion number 92. Do all spirits radiate with the same power?
Far from it. It depends on the degree of purity.
Author's remark for subquestion number 92. Each spirit is an indivisible unit, but each one can extend its thought in different directions without dividing itself up. We should understand the gift of ubiquity attributed to spirits only in this sense. A spirit is like a spark which projects its light far off and which can be perceived from all points of the horizon, or like an individual who, without changing places or dividing him or herself up, can transmit orders, signals, and movement to different points.